can't put it back. Shekinah with questions on Rise FM Lunch with me, Lily Wakamakofana. 20 after 1, you're officially on your lunch hour. And we've got just the conversation for you. We're getting into his and hers. Today we have a lady. And what she's asking has a lot to do with men being weak, men not wanting to be vulnerable. But we're sharing that voice note with you up next. So in case you've been wondering, the Rise FM Lunch team is pro mjolo. Mjolo that leads to marriage, obviously. You know, your partner needs to commit to you and vice versa. And so we are working towards you being a master of mjolo. Tackling conversations and situations, scenarios that you may not even feel comfortable raising with your partner. But these things are with you. Who do you engage? For those questions, you can send them through to our WhatsApp line, 072-885-7702. And what we'll do on a Friday, if you're a gent or lady, we'll hoi in your voice note, your question, and we'll have the other gender respond to it. Here's today's one.
Why do men feel like talking about their feelings or being vulnerable towards their women makes them weak? Because women like seeing their guys open up and talk about things. But why do you guys feel like bottling things up or finding solutions outside the relationship is the best way to handle situations?
For those who didn't hear properly, we're like, yeah, what did she say? How dare she say that? She said it. So a good thing my producer is a gent.
Kaka.
That's his thing.
How you
get
doing,
too used to it. I'm good. I'm also learning to get used to it.
Yeah, this one, it touched me in my studio a bit.
Yeah?
Because, look, I think I'm going to differ to a lot of men.
Okay.
But I feel like most of the time, the reason as men we tend to see opening up as weakness is because, like, when you open up with other men, it ends up coming back at you.
When you open up with other men.
Yeah.
Okay.
So it comes back at you sometimes in nickname forms, and it lives with you for the rest of your life. So that shame that you thought you were dropping off from a friend or another guy, it's flooding the streets now.
It's
they might not know what it means.
Yeah.
But it's in the streets. I don't know if it makes sense.
I hear you.
You hear it. You hear the meaning every time they call it. They call you when it comes to women. We don't want, I don't want the person that I love the most or that I say I love the most to be hurting me like that.
But try it. Why won't you try it?
Look, I'm all for it.
You're all for it.
But I've also seen how women behave when you do. I don't know if it makes sense.
Okay.
They also feel like, hey man, like, what's wrong with you?
Like, why are you so weak?
Why are you crying?
Why are you crying?
Like, I mean,
what did Tony Braxton say? He was a man enough. No, but we're not on that note. So the question is, why do gents... In fact, I want to play it again. Can I play it again?
Please.
Let's play it again. For those who didn't hear it properly.
Why do men feel like talking about their feelings or being vulnerable towards their women makes them weak? Because women like seeing their guys open up and talk about things. But why do you guys feel like bottling things up or finding solutions outside the relationship is the best way to handle situations?
And I do agree. We love a vulnerable man.
And I'd rather speak to a stranger. Like somebody that doesn't know me. Like would not judge me, will not... This will not... I'd rather speak to a stranger. He gives me an answer and I go with it.
Okay. Coming from a gent, lady has asked the question. Gents, come to the party. Let us know, what do you think? 072-885-7702. It's Rise FM Lunch. I'm Lily. There we are. Getting your input, your view, especially the gents. I mean, today's one is from a lady. And I'm going to play that clip for you again. I feel like you need to hear it just one more time. So it sinks in one more time in about a minute or so. So your feedback, gents, especially on your end, on 072-885-7702. I honestly would appreciate your feedback in the form of a voice note. So do record that and send it through to our WhatsApp line. So his and hers on Rise FM Lunch today. In case you missed it, a few minutes ago, catching you up on what went down earlier.
Miss you when I'm staring at the ocean.
feelings or being vulnerable towards their women makes them weak, because women like seeing their guys open up and talk about things. But why do you guys feel like bottling things up or finding solutions outside the relationship is the best way to handle situations?
And that's why we're calling on the gents to respond to this one. So 0728857702 is where you sent your voice note.
Well, because essentially women don't care about men's problems. Because of the over-attention, wanted and unwanted, women get outside. It makes them feel like they have endless options. And men are fully aware of this. So when a man starts to show this characteristic, which is characterized as being weak, then the woman feels like, yeah, because there's a man, there's a string of men that keeps on catcalling her and whatever. She feels like, oh no, I can just go and pick from one of those ones and get myself a strong one. And all of this has to do because of, oh, what are the other people going to say? So that's pretty much it.
It must be frustrating, though, to be in a relationship where you know you may even want to express your vulnerability to your partner, but you can't because now you're not too sure what they're going to do with you exposing that and sharing it with them. Even your deepest, deepest secrets. Earlier on, we were talking about crying, why men just won't cry in front of even their woman, your partner. You won't even cry in front of your partner, even in the worst case scenarios. And you would rather go and break down in front of somebody else, anyone but your partner. Why is that the case?
Ungakhohlwa ukuthi sidila ngetinto differently as the two, ngisho sengikhulumela ama-gender, men and women, we deal with things differently. So that's why letinye tinto we bottle it up, hhayi ukuthi siyahlanya, asihlanyi, hhayi ukuthi asihlanyi, nokuthi siyathi ukuthi eish, if I tell you this problem and this is how I think of solving it, kuye utoyithatha ngane indlela bona sa uyahlanya lona, sesigcine siyaklesha, sesigcine sekhulunywa amagama liye, kubona nje sihlukile. And the one gender expects us to deal with things or handle things the way they do. We're different.
And then you see that your partner is going through something, but for some reason they won't let you know what it is. And you're under one roof. What are you supposed to do in that situation? Giselle Brothers. Ndizulisa ndizamaza.